It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll hear about an in-depth report on the hazards of alcohol-related falls for Wisconsin seniors. Our guest says it's a big problem here in the state. First, Wisconsin has more than 6,000 rape kits that need to be tested, and the state's backlog of untested rape kits could include more than 2,000 that could be related to crimes against minors. This info comes from ongoing research being conducted by the State Department of Justice. It was released following requests from the USA Today Network Wisconsin. Keegan Kyle is with us. He's an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. Keegan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
We've talked to you, Keegan, about this backlog of untested information, evidence. Let's start with the big news now out of this records request. What do we see about who was affected, who these crimes were potentially committed against?
Well, we learned that more than 2,000 of the 6,000 kits came from children. That's never been any part of discussion to date about these kits. We've known very little, actually, about the demographics of who submitted evidence to law enforcement agencies and hospitals, in some cases more than decades ago, and their evidence was never submitted to state crime labs until recently.
And what do we know about why these 2,000-plus kits never got tested?
Like with adult kits, a lot of evidence didn't get tested because of local law enforcement decisions. So local police agencies decided not to pursue investigations, and so they didn't submit evidence for testing. Or local prosecutors decided not to pursue charges, or they dismissed their cases. In a lot of other instances, prosecutors decided that testing the evidence would not impact their investigation or help them seek criminal charges. So if, you know, for example, if a suspect already confessed to a crime, then they wouldn't send evidence for testing. In less often, but still hundreds of cases, evidence wasn't sent to state labs because the people who supplied the evidence didn't want to report a sexual assault to law enforcement, or they didn't want to pursue criminal charges, or local law enforcement labeled them as uncooperative. And so for those reasons, a lot of evidence wasn't sent for testing either.
A lot of people seem to be saying that's not okay. More of these kits, maybe not all of them, but more of them should have been tested earlier on. Is that right?
Yeah, the state plans to test at least 4,000 of these kits and possibly more depending on how investigations develop. Most of the evidence that's scheduled to be tested are those cases where law enforcement chose not to pursue investigations long ago. But in a lot of cases, some of those cases in which law enforcement had previously determined allegations were unfounded, that evidence in some cases is also now being sent for testing in labs.
We're talking to Keegan Kyle from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at the state's backlog of untested rape kits. New information shows that about a third of those rape kits involved minors, potential crimes against minors. Keegan, we've been talking to you about this issue for a while. Talk about the state of Wisconsin's efforts to catch up with this backlog.
Sure. This is going to by the State Department of Justice is kind of overseeing this effort to test a lot of this evidence. They received grants from both the federal government and New York prosecutors to ship a lot of the state's evidence to private labs to have it testing. But that's going to take a long time for those results to come back. They plan to schedule about 200 kits per month, and they started earlier this year. So we're looking at, you know, all the thousands of kits will not be done testing until sometime next year and possibly later, depending on how the scheduling goes. I should say the testing could also be done sooner if private labs are able to handle a higher capacity and they're able to process more evidence quickly.
Is it the hope that testing more of these kits might find DNA matches with other maybe unsolved sexual assaults?
Exactly. The idea of testing all of this evidence is to try to identify people who have eluded justice, to try to piece together serial offenders And that's shown to happen in other states such as Michigan. Detroit went through a very large amount of evidence similar to this and identified a bunch of offenders out of it. Wisconsin is hoping to do something similar to identify people who've somehow eluded justice to date.
And you mentioned earlier that some of these were never tested because authorities, often local police or prosecutors, didn't pursue a report of sexual assault, believe that the case was unfounded or that the victim, alleged victim, was uncooperative. Is that seen as a problem that maybe we're not investigating reported sexual assaults closely enough?
Yeah, that's still a little unclear about how much of this evidence is related to, you know, poor investigations long ago. In some documents, in some grant documents, state authorities have cited concerns over law enforcement training and kind of the inability of law enforcement to recognize signs of trauma as being uncooperative or untruthful. So the idea being that if a survivor of rape or sexual assault changes their story, law enforcement might wrongly assume that the person is lying, when in fact they might just be exhibiting symptoms of trauma. So those types of understandings now about what victims go through have changed the mindset about how to investigate sexual assault. And so they're reconsidering, maybe revisiting some of these cases to look for those types of shortcomings in past investigations.
Looking at this, these 6,000 plus untested rape kits overall, what time period are these from?
They stretch back at least 2 decades, according to state authorities, but I don't personally know the exact date range. All the kits are pre-2015, though. For the past couple of years, the state says it has been able to keep up with all sexual assault evidence submitted to state labs, and it's tried to make sure that a new backlog like this does not accumulate. The backlog itself is all older cases stretching back at least 2 years, but in some cases more than a decade.
Now, these untested kits, you just obtained information that hadn't been out in the public eye about the age range of the alleged victims in these crimes attached to these rape kits. Do we know things like where around the state they were, what police departments might have been involved in the decision to test or not to test?
We don't know specifically, where the child kits came from in the state. The State Department of Justice redacted that type of information from the records that we requested. So we also can't pinpoint answers to questions like which police agencies determined that these sexual assaults were unfounded or which prosecutors decided not to press charges after receiving this evidence. We can't answer those questions because of state redaction. We do know broadly just that most of the 6,000 kits come from urban law enforcement agencies around the state. But again, we don't know kind of the details for each agency.
I understand one other reason that some kits were not tested was to protect the victim's privacy if they didn't decide to press charges. How common is that as a cause of an untested kit?
It's relatively uncommon compared to other reasons. In almost two-thirds of cases, law enforcement decided not to pursue an investigation, or a prosecutor believed that testing evidence wouldn't be helpful. It's only in about a third or less of cases that a victim or a survivor really had a role in determining that evidence would not be sent to a state lab.
As we wrap up, Keegan, you've been following this story for quite a while. What information don't we know that you would like to know about this backlog of untested kits?
We feel like some of the information that was redacted from us, we'd certainly like to see that because it would help us determine which of these agencies we need to talk to about their sexual assault investigation practices. You know, whether there have been more recent changes or whether the practices that produced this backlog are still happening today. Those are things things that we'd really like to check on, but we just don't have the information. We'd also like to learn a lot more about more personal experiences about reporting a sexual assault and what it is like from the survivor's perspective to go through the process. That's really something that we haven't written about recently, and we'd be interested in hearing from victims on that.
Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He joined us today to talk about the backlog of untested rape kits in Wisconsin and how more than 2,000 of those kits could be related to crimes against minors. Coming up, alcohol-related falls are a big and growing problem for seniors here in Wisconsin. We'll find out why coming up on Central Time.